Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
What to watch
on Point of View.
Well, that moment has arrived and he's in studio in the flesh.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. You know, for somebody who owns, who literally has an entire production done for him when he walks in here, I want your life.
Listen, it's a beautiful place to be. I Ampro didn't make it. Ampro having to live connect from the beautiful city of Cape Town.
Nyani.
Yeah, we had massive issues yesterday.
Yes,
flying
yesterday
back
you didn't have fuel. We had no fuel. To fly back, I see.
We had no electricity. Cape Town.
Yes, Cape Town
airport.
Didn't have fuel and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
But so you made it.
I made it.
We are so grateful.
You know what? Always a pleasure. It's my duty.
We're so grateful. You, Leroy. Okay.
You sound like my mom. Ooh, Leroy.
Yeah, but look, I must say, this time you've given us quite a variety.
Yes, I have.
So unlike last week, this is really like, this is very broad. There is something for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, let's start with the six triple.
Eight. Yes, the 6888. So the 6888 is a story that was very interesting. So it came out last year, so it's been on streaming on Netflix for a while. But I think because it came out in the holidays, I didn't really have a chance to chat about it. It's one of those iconic movies, I think, of the age.
Yes. So we have to really discuss this.
Yes.
Because you and I have been heard right here on this platform. Mm-hmm.
Slandering
the producers. Like, we have been all over him like a rash before. We had no time for him. We said all kinds of unkind things. And he's redeeming himself.
I had to do it because, as you rightly say, when he does wrong, I do lay into him. And I lay into him very frequently.
Batong. And he's got a legacy of terrible, terrible stuff.
He has a
but
very
this
legacy.
Is, you know, let me tell you what I loved about this. Mm. Well, especially because it's him. So
yes.
There are many different things I want to point out here. And of course, the producer is none other than
Tyler Perry.
Of course.
Tyler Perry Studios.
Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing, you know, sometimes I think there needs to come a moment when someone grows.
Yes.
Maybe it took him too long.
Yeah.
Maybe we were impatient with his vision. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was still coming.
Mm.
But finally, he's doing something meaningful.
Yes.
Finally, all that money is going to good use. Here's a little bit of a concern. So, as a South African, and I'm sure South Africans are going to appreciate this film.
Very much.
I can tell you now, I think South Africans are going to appreciate it. I think mm-hmm. African people are going to appreciate this in the diaspora.
Yes.
I don't know if Americans are going to go to the film.
Not the current dispensation of Americans, especially considering what happened this past Monday. I think for me, what's been very interesting to watch is to see how this story is told about a battalion of women who are serving in World War II by this very formidable woman, right? Played by Kerry Washington.
And but she's brilliant. She was brilliant in this.
She does this wonderful thing that she was able to do because I can't help but see her still as Olivia Pope.
This is just the thing. You see, for me, that was the reason I say she was brilliant. Mm. It's not a difficult role to play.
No, not at all.
But for it was, it took some doing for me to see her in that role. And I eventually got it.
She did an interview with The View, and she explained that because she and Tyler Perry have been friends for years, Tyler had cast her, and Tyler's always said that Kerry Washington's quite loud. She's a loud woman generally.
Really?
Very loud, which is very interesting to me because I would have thought
the opposite. I thought she's very mute.
Yeah, I thought,
Really?
And then she said to him, well, I'm going to be loud in this movie. I'm going to be loud in a very different way. She was very, very restrained. So the whole idea is that...
She was demure.
She was very demure. to use a popular phrase.
Yeah, you people. She was demure.
She was very demure. And what was interesting was that you see what happens in America. And another reason why I wanted to chat about it was because, you know, as I was away trying to figure out what would be interesting to watch, and I wanted to go back to the nexus you and I always live by, that, you know, theater and television and movies always imitate life. Mm. Art imitates life. And to see how interesting the story happens when you're literally sitting at the cusp of an administration in America that really has upended in just 4 days what work has been done in that country for a long time. And the whole idea that this is like in the army, where where women are not seen to be part of women in general, but now black women in particular are not meant to be in the army. And this group of women who come in dressed in particular way, you know, they are coming into the army because they need to work, they need to make their own money, they need to go to school, because again, those opportunities were few and far between for black women. Prim and proper, beautiful hair, as black women has always been, right? Very able to hide their hurt and still present themselves quite formidably. And they go off into the war thinking, finally, we're going to go and fight. Mm. And all they're told they're going to do is to just make sure the soldiers get
the
mail.
Deal with the mail. Yeah.
But then we understand how important the small thing of the mail is. And this is the thing about this movie that really knocked me over, because I don't think... I've always said that Tyler Perry lacks the complexity of telling stories authentically, where you sit down and you go, that's so interesting.
Did Oprah bring this to him?
I think so. I think she and Oprah had a discussion. But here's what my worry is, to add on to your worry, is that I think Tyler's only good when he tells stories that exist already, when he does a remake.
Well,
because...
Listen, yeah, look, I mean, again, I want to give him a little bit of grace, because your Tyler Perry has been terrible.
Tyler hurts me.
He's
often
been terrible. And so with this one... There are a few things that I, you know, we've got to give him props. And so I was curious who brought the story to him. It didn't seem to me like this is a story that he would just wake up one day and say, I want to tell.
So I believe when the, and the reviewers have been very clear that this is a story that he has been toying with for a while.
Okay.
When he was in the studios. What's interesting to me is also how he didn't do, because Oprah is part of the cast. Right.
Yes,
part of the cast. And
one scene.
But I also think that that's where you see them coming in, the idea of the workshopping of the of the movie, where
this is really like I'm just gonna throw it in there and I'm gonna leave it. I didn't think she was necessary there.
Oprah, absolutely not.
I didn't.
But Oprah's at a point in her life where she's a bit bored right now. So she needs things to do.
She needs to place herself.
Yeah, I'll give you
just to say I was
I'll give you a prime example. There's a whole talk show that has five or six women depending on the day, right? This includes Joy, the comedian, Whoopi Goldberg,
The View.
The View. Round table, and the discussions are very robust there. Sometimes not so much.
Yes.
Oprah has a segment on that show where she gives them her favorite things.
I had no idea.
So she...
No, I didn't know that she had a segment there.
Yeah, she's not there in person. It says on Leroy's show, The View, we have Pamela, who's not on the show, who's not a producer, who's not coming in and say Pamela's favorite things.
Because she had to capitalize on the fact that The View is so popular.
Yes, and she and her favorite things has always been there.
Yes, so it's always,
It's always almost seeing her trying... the piece job, you got up... We want to just to pass the time, fill out the peace job to get going.
And use her influence.
And I think that's what happened here. But let me tell you, it is worth watching. You'll enjoy. I saw it on the timeline and I think
it was really, really well done. I think they also did a lot of good research.
Absolutely.
I'm told that some people offered him stuff like real photographs of stuff and all
and
of
so
that.
Many of the women who were part of that
battalion. One is alive, three
were alive and they gave the stories. And again, for me, that's what I'm saying. I really hope he finds a methodology in this, because we have seen how Ava DuVernay does it and how Shonda Rhimes does it, where they're able to take stories that don't exist and really put them together.
Yeah.
I think he is probably one of those guys who should take it.
Let's give him, Shem, let's give him props for this one.
Zamile.
And we have to, we have said terrible things about him. Terrible things about him. And I think this is now the beginning of a new chapter for him. And I'm so thrilled. I hope he stays here.
Long may it last, I say.
That's why I asked you whether the American audience is going to receive it, because money has a funny way of making decisions for you sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I hope and pray this succeeds in the way that Madea succeeded, so that he can continue.
I'm just hoping that people can see the sweet irony that exists, because especially in America right now, where you see black women fighting alongside the establishment and doing the thing their own way. I mean, I love how they lean in on the fact that the women know certain things about fabric, right?
Yeah.
About being able to get the mail to people by locating where the fabric is from.
That was
perfumes. You know, it was beautiful.
But again, just my last little point about this whole thing about why I think it's important for him to succeed with this. You made the point earlier about, you know, the US now moving in a particular direction.
Absolutely.
And I think actually the world is moving in a particular direction. Mm. Politically, we're moving more right. And because of that, I have a feeling funding for black films mm-hmm. is going to be less.
We're going to have a tough time.
We're going to have a
the
tougher
arts
time.
In particular are going
to
have a tough time.
So we need Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Who's got the money to fund stuff like this.
Absolutely.
Because I think it's going to be dry for some time.
And the influence. And yeah. you're going to start seeing very strong political agendas coming yes. in through yeah. Our entertainment. But
we'll
it is
have
on
lots
Netflix
of movies
right
on the White House. We'll have lots of movies on how great America is.
Yes.
That's
oh,
where we're going.
Amazing.
Yes.
So it is screening on Netflix as we speak.
My next favorite, The Performance.
The Performance. So I
brilliant
love,
was that.
I love this for all the wrong reasons.
Oh.
Let me tell
all
you
the
why.
Wrong reasons?
Let me tell you why.
Really? What are the wrong reasons?
So there's an understory, obviously, that underlies yes. the fact that this is, you know, about Nazi Germany.
Yes.
But there's something about The Performance.
No,
right?
No, no, The Performance. And so that's the thing about, you know, you look at, for instance, film and art. Let me call it art in general. Mm. From places like Russia,
yes.
for instance, right? As
yes.
you said, Nazi Germany. Mm. There's something about that kind of strict regimen.
Yes.
That gives you such precision.
Yes.
And such brilliance.
Yes.
Even through those tears.
Yes.
But like, I mean, gosh, they are excellent.
I took on
excellent.
The agenda. I yeah. took on the agenda. I took on the agenda of Jeremy Piven, who is yeah. this, the actor, who he's a tap
good.
Dancer.
He's very good.
Let me tell you.
Oh.
Me tell
Ooh,
you.
That performance is amazing.
Let me tell you about performance.
Aye, man.
There are people who come to work.
He deserves a real. He deserves an Oscar.
Strong Oscar.
He deserves.
Nod.
Yeah. No. This is.
But
this,
here's
this
what's
is
interesting.
Guy.
So if you look at the movie, it's called yeah. The Performance, right? Try and find a trailer on yeah. the internet. I dare you. You will struggle. For a while. And the reason for that
really?
Is yes, because
okay.
this film was actually released in 2023.
Ah.
So it did a whole run through on the screenings, the Cannes and the Toronto Film Festival. So it took a while, and that's why it's only coming out this weekend.
Oh.
Because it had to do its own run through all of that.
Oh, I see.
But the story is so incredible, right? So imagine there's this guy, his name is Jeremy. He is the leader of a troupe of dancers, right? And they go through, it's just in the middle of like middle Nazi Germany, gooby, 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 gooby. And then he gets seen by some guy who says, listen, I love your work. You need to come to Berlin with me. There's someone important in Berlin who, when they see you, they're going to love you. I love you, they're going to love you. And let me tell you, this guy, money, no object. And the troupe is like, we need the cash. So let's go. But obviously, when they go in there, they're not very surprised as to who they're performing for. And I won't tell you who it is because it really, really will risk it. But now you need to decide whether you're going to risk it for the biscuit and for the money, or you're gonna put your life literally on the line
and
for what you stand
and
for.
And put exactly, put their lives on the line.
Mm.
Everything they've trained for,
yeah.
for that moment.
It goes back to a story, you know, us drama practitioners, where there's something about William Shakespeare's Macbeth, and we keep chatting about how in Macbeth, people, the play itself is cursed, right? Macbeth is cursed. And people often say the most glamorous way to die as an
yes.
actor is to die,
to die
on stage performing Macbeth, you know? And this is one of those moments of like real glamour and candor. Absolutely loved. It's coming out in theaters tomorrow, the 24th of January. Please watch it.
Flight Risk?
Flight Risk is interesting because it stars Mark Wahlberg. And you know what? I'm not mad at him. Mark Wahlberg is still
are you
nice.
Not really?
Remorata Mark Wahlberg. He was great as a Calvin Klein model. Right now, he is doing these middle budget movies. And let me tell you why I like this middle budget movies.
Okay.
Sunday
me,
afternoon.
I also just want to ask you a really random question.
Okay, hit me.
Was the hair thing
real? I've been looking for it. Yes, it was. It was not. It was very good
I
makeup.
Can't.
Very good makeup.
I know. It's not working.
You know what, Mark?
Is it because he really needed to look like he's not a model anymore?
Yeah. They needed
because,
to they
so,
needed to give him his chops.
It was so boring, hey?
You know what Mark Wahlberg
I forgot.
Mark Wahlberg is part of the cohort of the Playboys who made television. You know who like
I was so confused by that. What's happening there?
Marimbandla. Mark Wahlberg
Marimbandla is weird. It's weird. And I'm thinking, okay.
But
is
it's
it
also because the movie
real or not?
The movie also has a big element of dark humor.
Yes, so, it is.
That is one of those moments where you kind of sit there. And also, I was transfixed on it. I couldn't get over because I was like, "Kimpan chayama nitina or what?"
I kept thinking, that head is bothering me right now. I mean, I know I should be watching everything else, but I'm just thinking, what's going on there?
And was it necessary?
No, I think because they wanted us to see him as this rough, ugly. I don't know. Hey, I mean, I don't know.
The premise of the story does make sense somewhat because remember in Flight Risk we have this. But they needed to give him some ruggedness about it because he's meant to be this Mgulugutu, right? Because there's an air marshal who's gone to go pick up. a fugitive who has to come back and testify. Yes. And so they charter the small plane and Mark Wahlberg flies the plane. But he's not who he seems to be. But a very interesting... It's middle budget, guys. I want you to remember, it's middle budget. It's not the high budget, glossy Hollywood movies. This one is the ones that you get. Well, you know, in the days of VHS, you'd go to Mr.
And I
Fox
also felt
video.
Like, you know, there are movies that are very skillfully put together.
Yes.
Where there is only one location, right? And it doesn't bugger us.
Yeah.
Because it's skillfully done.
Yeah.
I just felt like, okay, this flight, if I'm running.
My man, they shoot in the flight.
Like, I'm like, there's a gun, there are knives, there's.
It's a small little turboprop little craft. So it's not even like, you know, you're dealing with the snakes on the plane, for instance, where you have a 747.
I felt nauseous and dizzy and everything was just a whirlwind.
Yeah, you could also see the CGI was quite intense in there. But also, again, middle budget action movie, which is fun with some dark humor. If you're into that kind of thing, watch it out. It's coming out tomorrow in theater.
One of them days.
This is my favorite movie of the period. This is my week's long love affair. It's Kiki Palmer and SZA.
There's a disclaimer.
Yeah.
If you're broke, you're going to love it.
If you know what it's like to be poor, not poor, poor.
If you're broke, you are going to love this film.
You know what I liked about this? A buddy comedy between women.
Yes.
Where, I mean, for the first hour, solid, I was cackling. Yeah. I was cackling, you know, that kind of
it
laugh.
It reminded me of those Queen Latifah days.
Yes.
Was it Set It Off or something?
Yeah, Set It Off is one of them.
It was funny, but it was just so familiar.
Very easy to dial into. I mean, the story here revolves around these two friends who are living in the same house and their rent is due and Scissor's boyfriend steals the rent money because he has a crackpot get-rich-quick scheme. And unfortunately, it doesn't work out. So they need to get their rent back. But it's one of those situational comedy-like movies, right?
It's
where
hilarious.
1 minute after the
next funny. Minute. It's funny
Kiki
because
Palmer,
you can recognize it.
Kiki Palmer carried... I mean, SZA's great.
Yeah, no, but no, Kiki's great.
But their chemistry is otherworldly.
It's amazing.
One of my favorite movies of
No, it's,
of
it's
the
also
reasons.
For like tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow. And you're broke, you don't have money, payday hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
This is the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, Isandlwana Lecture is back again, right?
It is back again. And how fun, because on the 22nd, obviously, it was the anniversary. 149 years I worked out. And again, it's a story between the first invasion of the Boers with the Zulu nation, that war coming together, and then the Zulu nation.
I actually think the actual day is today.
The 22nd of January.
Oh, is it 22nd?
22nd of January.
Yesterday.
And so interesting for me because, you know, the War of the Zulus is always said in passing, but it's actually a very complicated story, and so this is wonderful to have it one in a musical form. But I'm thinking, what I'm loving about the Joburg Theatre right now is that it's doing this wonderful juxtaposition of giving you like this high pantomime, comedic relief, easy on the eye viewing, and you get this very deep, well-produced content around our history as South Africans.
Well, there's a new sheriff in town.
Exactly. So we're loving it. It is on very limited at the Joburg Theatre on the 22nd, 24th, and 25th of January. So make sure to go and see it. It's absolutely spectacular.
Thank you, Leroy.
See you next week.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.